Officers of the Southern Union Conference, St. Helena, California, March 5, 1906. To the officers of the Southern Union Conference, dear brethren, I wish to write a few words to you to accompany an article explaining why I am hoping that the Nashville Sanitarium shall be placed on the Madison School farm. If the school and the sanitarium will blend in their influence, this will prove to be a great advantage to both institutions. There are troublous times before us. And for years the plan of having a school and a sanitarium placed so that they can work in connection with each other has been presented to me as the Lord's plan. I have been instructed that our young physicians and teachers are in danger of becoming very set in carrying out their own plans and ideas, independent of the plans and views of their brethren. The Lord would have us all be subject to one another and harmonize as Christian workers. This is the lesson that Dr. Hayward and his wife should seek to learn. They must work as true medical missionaries here below, if they would be prepared for the heavenly school in the mansions above. God's family on the earth have many lessons to learn in order to answer the prayer of Christ, his last prayer with his disciples before his humiliation. The 17th chapter of John, which contains this prayer, comprehends more than any other chapter in the New Testament. Let every soul that shall assemble at Graysville pray, Lord, help me not to be self-centered, because no such thing can exist in heaven. Help me in this life to sanctify myself wholly to thy service. Help me to apply to myself the instruction given in Christ's prayer.